Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Monday morning. Off and rolling. A beautiful day throughout the Delaware Valley. A little cold, but that's all right, as we are off and rolling for a day, obviously, to react to a lot of what happened yesterday in the National Football League, as we saw two conference championship games. And big-time congratulations to Andy Reid, who, of course, advances to the Super Bowl. We'll get into that. We will also talk about the 76ers. They've won a couple in a row. Back at it today versus the Nets. Flyers back at it tomorrow. Certainly, right out of the gate, you know, we acknowledge my God, our gratitude, our thanks as Americans, as people, for the great life, the great contribution of Dr. Martin Luther King, as we are here today on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and always an important day. And wonderful that our nation, about 20 years ago, made the decision to recognize, I think it was about 25 years ago, to recognize Dr. King for his contributions with a national holiday. So we are here today, and certainly that's part of the conversation, as is the football, as is what's on your mind at 888-729-9494. Again, 888-729-9494. Richie Rich.
Joe.
Hey, pal.
The longest one-syllable word in the English language is screeched.
Well, can you believe that? That doesn't seem that long.
No.
That's the longest one-syllable word in our whole language.
That is odd.
The whole thing.
Very, very odd. All right, 888-729-9494 to get into it today. The conference title games yesterday, I mean, certainly the most noteworthy thing, John, is Andy Reid advancing. It's a big topic around here. It's been a big topic on WIP ever since the games finished up yesterday. And, you know, look, I'm thrilled for him. I think it's absolutely wonderful. I know, you know, many millions are, some, you know, hundreds of thousands, whatever it is, of Eagles fans or not. We did a poll last week. It was about 80 to 20 or something like that, rooting for Andy Reid. And I think it's awesome. I mean, you know, here's Andy Reid back in the Super Bowl. 50, second longest stretch, other than Dick Vermeil, second longest stretch in NFL history.
Wow.
Of someone getting to the Super Bowl, then not getting to the Super Bowl.
How about that?
And then swinging back around again there. And, John, I know as a former player for Andy Reid, I know it's something that, you know, you're happy for him for.
Yeah. For everything that Andy – man, we all have a lot of respect for Andy, everyone who played for him, you know, former players, because we always knew he'd have our backs. You know, like, as annoying as it is to the members of the media and the fans trying to get information out of the guy – that is always for a purpose. You know, he wants to make sure his players know that they're safe.
Yep.
And he is a stand-up guy. And I believe in him as a coach. I believe in him as a leader. I know a lot of people badmouth Andy for whatever reason. I'm telling you, I played for the guy. The guy cut me. The guy called me up and said, yeah, we're going to have to go ahead and let you go.
Yep, yep.
Yet I still root for him because he's a good person and he is a smart coach and he has sacrificed everything for this sport. He has given too much for this game. I'm telling you, Andy Reid deserves everyone's support in this town because he – broke himself to try to bring this city a championship. And unfortunately, we failed as a team on that front back when, you know,
sure,
I was part of it.
And he was part of that, to be clear. He made some big mistakes in big games.
Yes, he sure
some
did.
Some huge mistakes.
But
in big games.
I do not hold anything against Andy Reid. Now I am thrilled for the guy.
Yeah, I am too, man.
I tell you what, the biggest thing that comes to my mind when I see him is, man, I'm worried about his health. Look how gigantic he is.
Big guy.
The stress is getting to him, yeah. I think. But he is now poised to be doing this year after year, Joe. Andy Reid with Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
That combination. This offense doesn't look the same as it did I mean, this is now evolved into the a conglomeration of a lot of college schemes with the traditional West Coast offense and with the speed he's got with that quarterback he's got. They are unstoppable offensively. That is so fun to watch.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Andy Reid is like Madonna. Andy Reid
excuse me?
Changes and evolves and adapts with the times.
Yes, he does.
There are so many coaches who don't, and they see the door. Andy Reid is a much better coach today than he was when he coached in Philadelphia because it matters to him that much that he continues to work. He continues to hammer it out, and change. He knows that he doesn't have all the answers, so he continues to seek for more answers. And you can see it in the way he calls a game. You can see it in the way he designs plays.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we had more of that. We need more of that here in Philadelphia. We are stagnant. He is not. He is in the Super Bowl because of it. And I'm really excited for him because I don't know how I feel about who's going to win this game yet.
Yeah.
But I'm excited for him that he is about to be doing this an awful lot in my book. Be a viable option for a Super Bowl representative for the AFC.
Yeah.
I think you're going to see this three or four times over the next 10 years.
How about that? All right, 888-729-9494. If we're going to react to Andy Reid back in the Super Bowl, it is the Chiefs and the 49ers. Big Red to the big game for the first time since the 2004 season, second time in his career. And again, your reaction at 888-729-9494. I think it's awesome. All right, John, one thing, and there's a lot to discuss stemming from the games yesterday, beyond just the Andy Reid factor, which is certainly on the table all show and frankly will be for 2 weeks. But one of the main things that hit me watching both games yesterday, what KC did in the first game, or shall I say what Mahomes did, and what San Francisco, and I mean what San Francisco did in the second thing, one of the things that really jumped out to me as an Eagles fan, as we related back to the Birds and what we see, because, when the Eagles aren't in these rounds of the playoffs, a lot of times on Mondays we convene as a fan base and say, all right, we just saw this stuff. What does it mean for us as Eagles fans, what we saw and how it relates to the Eagles? And I'll tell you this, John, because divisional round, I was telling you, Eagles maybe could have done this and done that if they beat Seattle, if Clowney doesn't hit Wentz and blah, blah, blah. And one thing that really hit me yesterday, John, seeing the excellent teams, and they were the excellent teams. I mean, obviously the two in particular that won, is that really the Eagles not only were not close to the two teams that advanced to the Super Bowl, but as I project forward, and it's very tough because there's going to be free agents out, free agents in, new draft picks. There's going to be turnover. There always is. But when I project forward, one thing that really hit me, John, watching the Chiefs and watching the 49ers, is that I actually walked away less confident about the Eagles than I had been. And I know you've been kind of, telling me I'm a little too high on the Birds. And I'm watching two things in particular yesterday, which really kind of started chipping away at my confidence. The first is Mahomes. You made a comment yesterday, last week, John, that I thought was fascinating. You referred to Patrick Mahomes as Michael Jordan in 1985.
Yeah.
Basically saying this guy's about to be maybe the best of all time.
Yep.
And it's just
the
early, early days of his career.
Yep.
And like, oh, yo, wait till you see more Joe for the next 5, 6,
it.
7, 8, 9 years. All right.
Yep.
So I'm watching Mahomes, and obviously the one touchdown in particular. But you know what he also does? He throws the ball away decisively. He can get around the edge. He can get around fast defensive ends that think they have him. He gets around. His decision-making is Russell Wilson-esque. His arm is phenomenal.
Yeah.
He can throw off every platform possible. And so the first big takeaway is
he'll be the
Wentz is like, and I hate to say it, and maybe this is just the obvious, but Wentz is nowhere near that guy.
Yeah.
Like as
but he won't be.
No, you're
Patrick
right.
Patrick Mahomes is
the takeaway.
He will when it's all said and done, he will be the best to have ever played.
Yeah, I mean, so like I'm watching it and I'm thinking to myself, like, number one, can we stop? And I'm not saying this to bash Wentz, who December played great football. And we'll never know what he could have done versus Seattle if he had a real playoff game to play in without getting knocked out. But, I mean, one thing that has to never be said again is the idea that Carson Wentz can become the best in football. He actually can't become the best in football. Patrick Mahomes is, and barring an injury, will be the best player in pro football for the next decade.
Yeah.
And not only can Wentz not become number one, the seismic difference between wherever Wentz is, whether Wentz is 5 or whether he's 7 or whether he's 10, to Mahomes, I mean, it's like the moon and the sun. It's not even close.
It's not close. The irony of all this is that we are going to end up having to beat Andy to win
in the future.
I'm telling you. Yeah. That's the way it's shaping up.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's a real problem. So, I mean, I'm curious if the Mahomes thing, as it relates to Wentz, as it relates to the Eagles, struck others. Because that really, really hit me. Again, 888-729-9494. The other thing, John, that created, you know, what I'd call some pessimism within me as it relates to the Birds is – the other squad that won yesterday, and I will emphasize the word squad, not quarterback, squad, San Francisco. Now, that is a roster, not a quarterback. That is a roster that is dominant. And that is a far cry from what is here with the Birds. I mean, you know, you talk about football being a game of blocking and tackling. They block, they tackle. They're physical. They're fierce. They're punishing. Their offense, their defense. I mean, roster construction-wise.
They're fast.
They are at
the positions that matter where you need to be fast.
My God.
Yeah.
I mean, I was really struck, and I'm curious where everyone's at 888-729-9494. Not just on the conversation about whether you're happy for Andy Reid making the Super Bowl or not, whether you think he punched his ticket to Canton, Ohio yesterday, or needs to actually win the Super Bowl to get there, but also how all of what we saw yesterday relates to the Eagles. And in a nutshell, I will tell you that I'm less confident about the Birds than I expected because I saw the brilliance of Mahomes and the absolute superlative roster construction of the San Francisco 49ers. Curious
John
where everyone
Lynch
stands at 888-729-9494.
Executive of the year.
Oh,
you realize,
yeah, I do.
John Lynch, what he did this year, all his choices were the right choices. All of the players he traded for, all of the draft picks seemed to work out. Like, what he did is reminiscent of Howie 2 years ago.
Right.
I mean, this is how you become executive of the year.
Yeah.
It's just a charmed season for John Lynch. My thing is, I think he has a much better chance to sustain that level of charmedness than Howie does. Like, I'm beginning to think the Howie executive of the year thing was more of an outlier than what it should be, that we gave him a lot of credit and he deserved it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But he has not maintained that level of performance.
No, he hasn't.
Howie has. No. And that's why our roster looks nothing like the San Francisco 49ers roster.
It really doesn't. Look, 888-729-9494. Did you have that same takeaway? Did you watch those games and say, oh, wow, the Eagles really weren't close at all?
So far away.
They're not close to Mahomes at that spot. They're not close roster-wise to what the 49ers put out there. James, what'd you make of that? Am I being too hard on the Eagles or right on point?
I think you're both being too hard. Look, this is a Niners team that was 4-12 last year. Things change in a hurry in the NFL. We saw an Eagles team go from 7-9.
Yeah, and you know
talking
what,
about firing Doug Peterson after
how
one
are they
season.
Changing for
and
us?
They won the Super Bowl the next year.
And the way
the
they're changing for us is we're getting
is one,
worse.
Look,
and
Howie
worse
did it with one great offseason.
And
I'm not
worse.
Saying I'm as confident in Howie as I used to be, but
right.
Howie had one great offseason and they won the freaking Super Bowl. That
yes.
happened. The Niners had two good offseasons, but coming off a 4-12 year, and they look like the best team going into the Super Bowl. The Patrick Mahomes thing, I get that. Like, he's awesome, he's the best. But the best quarterback doesn't always win.
No,
they have the best.
Doesn't always win.
So,
we
talk about a week-to-week league with the NFL,
sure.
Which it is. It's also a year-to-year league.
All right, but James, let's take the two issues independently for a second. Wentz versus Mahomes, not even in the stratosphere.
No
close.
One versus Mahomes is close. No one. Mahomes is just the
right.
best,
yeah.
period.
Yeah. And then as it pertains to the roster, look, I get James's point that, yes, it is a topsy-turvy league. And I don't know who San Fran's going to lose. I'm assuming they're going to lose some players because, you know, that's what happens to good teams. Although a lot of their good players are actually under contract because they're still on rookie contracts, which is also kind of a problem. I mean, I'll tell you what's going to be fun. Super Bowl, Bosa versus Mahomes.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you got a supreme outside edge pass rusher going against like the supreme quarterback who likes to get around the edge.
Well, it's that's that whole D line, the whole defensive front.
Tremendous,
that's
man.
The thing.
Tremendous.
They're ferocious.
Tremendous.
Think about how that compares to what we had this last year.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes me feel sick. I feel nauseated comparing the two.
Yeah.
And we are. Yes, Jimmy, I understand that things can turn around in a hurry.
And they can. I mean, he's factually right.
We
and that's
saw
something
they
I...
were 4-12 last year.
Yes.
But you look at the fact that the Eagles are taking steps in the wrong direction. Like, we hit our peak, and now we're sliding down the backside of the hill because Howie's making the wrong choices left and right instead of the right one.
Well, you got to do it again.
Our coaching staff is leaning too heavily on promoting from within, so they're weak. They're getting worse as people leave. And, yes, we are nowhere close. I don't care what you say, Jimmy. I don't care what happenstance says. We have a lot of work to do, and I don't know if we have the pieces to make that work.
All right, 888-729-9494. The Andy Reid conversation for sure. Big Red back to the Super Bowl. And as yesterday's games relate to the Eagles, do you agree with me and John as well, feeling less confident about the Birds after what you saw? Or, as James has pointed out, topsy-turvy league, and this whole thing goes back into a boggle case, and you shake it up, and you see what happens come next year. Look, 888-729-9494. What do you make of it all? Again, on Martin Luther King Day, as we honor Dr. King today, we'll certainly do that throughout the course of the show as well. Jody Cameron, John Ritchie. On 94 WIP.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.